Hey everyone, and happy Friday! Welcome to the Weekly Mom Moment. Something short and sweet pertaining to parenthood. The good, the bad, and the motherhood. Weekly, I will bring you a little bit of my world as a mother of three. Two teens and a tween. I hope to bring reality, humor, and hope in the fact that us parents are not alone in navigating the daily life in raising humans. Currently, I am navigating hormones, mental health, boyfriends, girlfriends, hopes, dreams, and let's not forget about sex. Yep. Somehow, our kids talk a little bit more than I ever did about all the things to my parents, but I am here for it, even if it means being comfortably uncomfortable. So let's go. Thanks for showing up. Time to get real on this journey called parenthood. Hey, it's your host, Brittany, and welcome to the Mom Sweat Sanity Podcast, where we talk all things life, health, fitness, kids, relationships, you name it, nothing is off the table. A little bit of just me and a whole lot of knowledgeable guests. So throw on your Lulus to run or to mom, grab yourself a cup of coffee or a glass of wine, and join us as we unpack life's pressing topics and learn a little bit more of the who, what, whys of it all. Or at the very least, get real, share some wisdom, and grab practical tips to help in our daily lives. Hey everyone, thank you so much for tuning in. I am still on the road and starting to give some updates on the pod with regards to our travel, how it's looking, how it's gone, the ups and the downs and all the things. So today is episode one, and please just bear with the audio quality because I don't have my full setup as I do at home. I am just here on my phone getting information out to you. So thanks so much. Have a great day. Seriously, where to start? We are 3 weeks in tomorrow to our vacation, our E5 family vacation that has been in the works for so long. And I did share a little bit about that on a previous podcast, so not going to go into that. But so far, it has been like almost no words. So the first 2 weeks we set out with my in-laws and the kids' grandparents, obviously, and had an epic vacation starting in Iceland and venturing through the UK and finishing in Paris, where then we branched off on our family vacation to officially kick off the five of us. But I'm going to backtrack, and this episode is going to be a little bit more about the first 2 weeks because I did have lots of inquiries with regards to travel with kids. Mine are obviously a little bit older, and also just like where we've been so far, what we've done, and what the kids have really enjoyed out of this type of a vacation. So it has been, you know, obviously ups and downs with kids and travel and what excites them, what is boring, all that kind of stuff. But overall, they have been so great. So stop one was Iceland. We arrived there in what is their morning time. From our time, Vancouver, Iceland is 7 hours ahead of us, and the flight there was 6.5 hours. So we tried to get a few hours of sleep on the plane and then got to the hotel, slept for another few hours, and then headed out to the Blue Lagoon pools. Holy cow, what an experience. I feel like this is an experience of a lifetime that you're never going to really find anywhere else. And so if you are able to venture to Iceland at least once, I would highly recommend it. We did stay at the Blue Lagoon. The resort was insane. The other bonus is that kids 12 and older are allowed to use all of the spa facilities. And that's so different for us because so many places in Canada, Vancouver, now even throughout Europe, kids aren't allowed in the spa unless they're a bit older than that. So for our youngest, being able to actually be a part of it all was just fantastic and magical. Kids are allowed in the baths, the Blue Lagoon itself. It was just the spa part. And if you stay at the Blue Lagoon, the retreat, the spa area, is like a whole other thing that you must experience. So if you are traveling with kids, then for sure, if they are 12 and older, you will enjoy it as a family to the max. The service there was incredible. It almost felt like we were on the moon with all the lava everywhere and then just like these blue jets of water. It was just insane. I would highly recommend. We had a great time, and it has definitely been a part of the kids' highlight already. I also think it was a nice way to ease into relaxing for a vacation and trying to begin the process of jet lag. From there, We had a quick flight over and landed in Dublin. Oh my gosh, you guys, sorry. I had to like second guess myself because it was a whirlwind of a 2 weeks and we saw a lot. And a few things that we did were for business dinners and such with my father-in-law. So it was a whirlwind of trying to fit in some extra stops. But Dublin was such a cool city. We did not spend much time there at all. But I had been there years ago, again, very briefly. So it was nice to be back and just see it as an adult and with kids. And the kids just, you know, it was their first shot of a different culture, streets, busy city, all that kind of stuff. So Dublin was pretty cool. We stayed at the Merion, really nice older hotel. Yeah, it was perfect for a one night. So from there, we popped over to Belfast. So in Belfast, Northern Ireland, we stayed at, oh gosh, where did we stay? To be continued on that one. Again, my mind. So in Belfast, it was incredible. Oh, we stayed at the Culloden. It was a really beautiful resort. It had, you know, spa and big pool attached to it. So far, all the pools other than Blue Lagoon were indoor because throughout the UK, also, they're not used to having great weather. And the whole time we were there, we had beautiful, warm weather, which was fantastic. Anyways, yeah, Belfast. So we stayed at the Culloden. The first day we did a tour of Titanic. It was kind of two parts. The first part we all felt was a little bit long and drowning with the tour guide kind of walking around the facility. It was cool to see different things. We saw like the size, pure size of what the Titanic would actually be outside. So that was pretty cool. The kids liked that one part, and then we went into the Titanic Museum, and that's where they said like they thought that the whole tour could have been more of the inside of the Titanic Museum because there was so much to see in there. And also almost enough for them to see. They were definitely bored from the beginning walking tour around the facility of where, you know, the whole grounds housed the whole Titanic itself. So, if you are with kids, I would probably skip over that part and go inside the museum. There's a few levels, there's some interactive things in there as well. So that was a cool experience. And then we went across the street and had a drink in the Titanic hall, basically. It's now part of a hotel, but it is where they did like planning and all this kind of stuff for the Titanic itself. And it is a beautiful room. So definitely head over there. The other thing we did in Belfast was we did one tour day in the car, which there was a lot of driving. However, we had endpoints everywhere, and I think actually overall the kids didn't mind it at all. And don't forget, we were still kind of dealing with jet lag, so sometimes the bus tours we were all falling asleep anyways. So we got picked up in the morning and we headed out to Giant's Causeway. Holy crap, I've never seen anything like this. It was stunning. I just wanted to have my like trail running shoes on literally and like run up this hill and like run along the cliffs. That is one thing I've been missing so much on this vacation is like exploring on my bike or on my runners. I've been definitely doing a few little runs in towns that I feel safer in and know. So that's been great, but I'd love to explore more and explore more mountains and trails and all that kind of stuff. So that is one place that was just so majestic, like so beautiful, something you will never see. Google it, Giant's Causeway, if you don't know what I'm talking about. The kids loved it too, just something that they will never and have never seen. So definitely pure beauty. From there, we drove over into Bushmills and we went to Bushmills and did like a scotch or whiskey tasting, whatever. I'm not big into that, but the boys sure were. So they thought that was really cool and saw like the whole Bushmills distillery and it's the oldest one and all that. So it was pretty cool. And then after that, we went to, oh God, I'm gonna like forget the name, another little castle. It was really stunning and it was on the way to Portrush. So just the one thing I was not prepared for along the coast of Belfast was just the color of the water. It was like turquoise. It was stunning. I honestly didn't know what I thought, but I didn't think that they would have water like that, and it was just gorgeous. So we drove to Port Rush specifically because the boys couldn't get on to golf there, but they wanted to at least see the facility, which they got to do, so they were pretty happy about that. And then toured along the coastline on our way back to the hotel for that evening. So that was our time in Belfast. It was beautiful and we all had a great time. You know, as I said, there was some bonus points for certain areas, bonus perks for certain areas of different tours, and others the kids could have missed on. But yeah, it was fantastic. Am I going to go into Scotland in this episode? Okay, let's do it. So after Belfast, we hopped back on the plane and we flew in to Prestwick. So the reason we went to Prestwick is because just down from Prestwick is a little town called Kilwinning. And Kilwinning is where my father-in-law's mom's side of the family was from. And so they actually had the address of the home that like his mom's mom grew up in. So he wanted to go and see, obviously, that part of the heritage. So from Prestwick, we went straight there. We drove past the house and they got to chat to some of the neighbors. The house hasn't changed at all. And, you know, he was saying there was like 13 kids that grew up in this little two-bedroom home. It was pretty cool to see, and I think for the kids, they thought it was pretty interesting, but obviously all from the outside, we couldn't go in or anything like that. So after we visited Kilwinning, we drove down to Turnberry, where we stayed at the Trump Turnberry Hotel. The reason for Turnberry was that the boys wanted to golf, and they could get golf here. So this area was definitely beautiful, something very different. The hotel was kind of as you would imagine, this grand, vast Trump Turnberry Hotel on the top of a hill. It was stunning. We stayed down the hill in one of their like villa areas because there was seven of us, so we all had our spaces, which was great. Nothing to the towns around them. There's, you know, you, when you're at Trump, I feel like you're there for the golf. They have like archery, ATVs, horseback riding. They have a pool. It's indoors. It was so freaking hot because there was no AC on the inside, and so it was so muggy in the pool zone. That was one thing that was a bit overwhelming. But again, we had hot weather, and that's not normal. The coast, the water was beautiful. The kids and I walked out to the ocean, and it was just stunning. Like, if you're from Vancouver, kind of Spanish Banks in a way, just like it was so shallow, you could keep walking for a while, but it was cold for sure. The water was like an ice bath. But just again, stunning all around, something different that I did not have in my mind. So it was really cool to see. I would not go back there. I think Kai loved the golf, and the girls thought, you know, the horseback riding was cool. If we were to go back there, I think we'd do something different, like maybe like the skeet shooting or ATV, something different. But it's definitely not a place I would race back to. I think that there's other areas that there's more to do and experience around that can offer, you know, golf for the guys at the same time. So, or the girls, or, you know, who knows, if there was nothing else to do but golf, I would for sure be out there too. Oh, so after Turnberry, we were there for a couple of nights. Then we headed to Dublin, to Edinburgh. Edinburgh was awesome. We were only there for one night. We did a walking tour, just the seven of us throughout the city, which the kids and us, to be totally honest, found incredibly boring because there was one guide. And so basically only the two people could hear it. The rest of us couldn't. There's so much in that city to explore. So we saw a lot on foot in a very short time. But I feel like I could do so much more time in that town in Edinburgh. There's so much to see and do. And, you know, if you're even with someone from there, hey, shout out Fiona, like, can you come take me to Scotland and we'll go and explore Edinburgh? Because, yeah, it just looks like it could be such a fun, fun city. So we would for sure go back there. Where did we stay in Scotland? Again, I'm going to circle back on Scotland. I can picture it. It was stunning, right in the heart with a big bell tower on the top. Beautiful, right beside a cool, funky market. Yeah, definitely highly recommend. The rooms, obviously, they're now a bit smaller in certain areas of the UK, but it was perfect. And yeah, it was a great experience at that hotel. So that's wrapping up all of that part from Scotland. We headed to London, and so I'm gonna save London onwards for another podcast. So if you have any questions, I'm gonna link like all the hotels into my show notes of this, because they were all epic in their own ways for sure and had so much to provide. We used Noteworthy as guides for a lot of our tours. They were a fantastic service, would highly recommend them as well. Stay tuned for London, because that was an epic adventure there, courtesy of Noteworthy also. So yeah, on to the next episode, where it will be London and Paris. So listen out for that. I hope that this helped give little bits of yeah, help and advice for you guys when traveling with the kids in these specific cities. I will do another podcast on like literally what has helped with the kids, just traveling with the kids period, not what we have done in different cities that they have found fun. We have definitely had some ups and downs, and there's three of them and beds and like how that all works. And so I'll do a little mini on that, I think, also. So anyways, thanks for tuning in today, and happy Friday. Okay, and back to the hotel we stayed in when we were in Edinburgh. It was the Balmoral. It was amazing. Just pure culture, beautiful from the outside in, and yeah, just a great central location. So highly recommend that one too. Hey everyone, thank you so much for tuning in today. As a mom of three, an endurance sport junkie, and an accountability coach, I get what overwhelm and feelings of high expectation can feel like. By getting crystal clear on tangible goals, I will work with you to create personalized action steps with unwavering accountability to ensure you hit your goals. If this sounds like something you're interested in, reach out to me at MomSweatSanity on Instagram or MomSweatSanity.com for your free exploration call. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed today's episode, please be sure to share it. See you next week. You can find me on Instagram at MomSweatSanity.